You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Before we start, I want to invite you, if you've been enjoying and finding the value in this podcast, but you feel like you need a little bit more individual assistance, please connect with me. Go to my website at defeatthedrama.com and click on the contact form. Let's connect and see how I might be able to help. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about Document for ease of mind, teaching tools, and freedom. So it happened again. I was meeting with a client who really needs to terminate an employee. So we were going over the ins and outs and I was checking the documentation and everything was all set. And then they said, you know what? I can't. Now this is an employee who is wreaking havoc in the business. And I said, why? And they told me because they don't have any documentation about how she does her job. It's the handcuffs that hold a poor performer in their position. Rarely do I see this with a great performer. They don't resort to empowering themselves by hoarding information. It seems like it's always the ones that you want to remove who are hoarding. I mean, it probably happens that great employees do the same thing. I guess maybe you just don't notice as much. So instead of exiting them out the door, my clients feel stuck. So in this most recent example, it's an administrative support individual who's been the sole user of a very important database. She helped develop it. She created all the passwords. She inputs all the data, writes all the reports to make sense of the information. No one else knows anything about any of it anymore. They worked with an outside consultant who's no longer in business. They can't contact them. So they feed her the information on paper. She does what she does with it. And this is a very large program integral to the organization, and they rely on that database to exist. So they can't function without the information within. And it all started so innocently, and you know what? It always does. So they asked her to be involved in implementing this new database. She took great initiative to make it all happen. And initially, they were really excited about her enthusiasm. Over time, however, the power she's generated has gone to her head. She's starting to treat everyone horribly. They don't even want to ask her for anything anymore. And they've putting her on all these written warnings. They've got all the discipline documentation, but she's holding the organization hostage over the valuable information that only she can access. It's escalated to the point where something's got to be done, but they can't let her go without a backup plan. And how do you create a backup plan when the employee is focused on keeping the power to keep the job? I mean, almost always they know what's going on and their radar goes up. If you at that point start asking them to document things, you're not going to get good, accurate information, and it's not going to happen quickly if you're at that point. So had they asked for the documentation all along, they wouldn't have ended up in this situation. So please, 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 I beg you, don't let this be you. Please, lovely listening leaders, please don't let this be you. I've worked with too many organizations that have almost no documentation. So please, document, document, document. Don't wait until you get to that emergency situation. So it might not be a power-hungry employee. It could be a team member who falls ill or quits, or a vendor that stops performing well that you've really trusted for a long time. You just never know when you'll need to gain access to information or take over a process. You just don't. So document. Can I say it again? Document. So document your processes, document your passwords, document important phone numbers and procedures, document where to find important forms and information. I mean, I can't tell you the number of times my clients don't even know how to find the form that they need. It's hidden in some folders deep in their intranet. Document help desk numbers and web addresses. Document access points and passwords to all of your digital assets. Your Facebook business pages, your websites, your Twitter accounts, your business LinkedIn profiles, your Google+, your Pinterest, wherever you are. Do you have access? Seriously, are you shaking in your boots right now? I'm telling you, this is your warning. If you're the owner, also make sure that, as a for instance, your business Facebook page is attached to your personal Facebook page and not that 20-something who just started working for you. I've seen it over and over and over. Actually, my husband owns a social media company, and he's constantly, when he starts with new clients, he's constantly trying to gain access to digital landscapes that have been hijacked by former employees or sometimes those outsourced relationships that have gone awry. And it's difficult. So it takes a lot of time. So please stop and think, do an inventory. Do you have, if someone left, who owns the passwords? Who knows them? Whose accounts are they attached to? All of those social media, your websites, emails, all that kind of stuff. Know how to access that valuable information. There was a recent one where the company, there was a split. It was a partnership gone awry. And one of the business owners took the Pinterest account. She created it as her own, as her new business in a different state. And so took all those, the people who'd been following that original account. And that's a lot to lose. So I'm begging you to do it now. So don't wait until you're totally fed up with an employee or a vendor or until your business partnership goes south. So beyond peace of mind and freedom, great documentation will provide you with a training tool for new employees. It will allow coworkers to easily cover for each other while they're on vacation or if someone gets sick or a leave happens unexpectedly. And it's the first step to analyzing processes to determine whether the work could be done more efficiently. Check out my simple process improvement podcast that I did. So again, I'm going to say it. I am begging you, if you're one of the many leaders who has not required your team to document everything, start today. It might seem daunting, and I get it, but it's okay. Just start. A partially documented department or business is still better than one without. So chunk it down, start today, and then keep at it a little at a time. Even if each employee carves out 30 minutes per week, it's a start. So, you know, if you haven't done any documenting and you're kind of freaking out right now, just start with passwords and where those, you know, key digital landscapes are attached. Make sure that, you know, if something happened, you'd have access to those, and then start with phone numbers and all of those kinds of things. Then you can get into the processes, because that might be more of a team effort. So I hope I haven't freaked you out today, but I kind of hope I have. So if you need to be freaked out and concerned, I hope that you don't just stuff it away. Please get in action and fix it. All right. Thanks for joining me today. If you need, like I said, additional support, contact me, defeatthedrama.com. All the information I've talked about today is in the show notes. Same thing, defeatthedrama.com. Click on the podcast website, find the episode, and you'll find the show notes with all the links and all the information that I've discussed. As always, the three S's: subscribe, submit, and support. Subscribe to the podcast if you hadn't already. Submit a review. Those reviews help others find the podcast more easily, and support this mission. I truly am on a mission to help you focus on the big outcomes that you're trying to make in this world. Drama zaps energy and steals focus. So I'm on a mission to defeat it now. Join me. Tell others about this podcast through your social media, your email, have an old-fashioned face-to-face, or give someone a call. Thanks again for listening. Make it a great day.